Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello and welcome everyone to another Wednesday of the Art of Seduction, where we seep into sultry, seductive, and scintillating ink that fills us with warm shivers and sighs. And I hope everybody's having a great week so far. And without further ado, I'd like to welcome my lovely co-host, Pam. Hi, Pam. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. Looking forward to the poetry, as always, hanging out with you and other cool poets, or on Wednesday nights, I should say, hot poets. But it's all good, and how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing better. I slept, like, almost all day today to get over this cold. And
nice.
I just finished a cup of tea, so you know, might help with the coughing. Get some tea into me with honey and, you know, warm liquid.
Oh, nice.
There, so yeah. So I chose that song. Well, I almost named the show Back to Black because I love that song so much, and it just makes me feel so sensual, that song. I don't know why. Like, she's driving to a funeral, and you know, and I'm there. Ooh, I'm all sensual about the song. But anyway, that's just
I guess.
Well,
I think it's the rhythm. You know.
There's just something about that song that just, I always thought it was such a sensual song. But I mean, Amy Winehouse, I just loved her, you know. I loved the tone of her voice, and you know, it's just a sensuality, you know, the breathing out of her. But
absolutely.
So tonight, Back to Black. Oh, I just love black and white photos. You know, those vintage photos and those vintage, like kind of vintage commercials. You know, those photos that you see in commercials that are black and white. So I tried to put them like into the contest, like Coco Chanel, and then I had one for the perfume Black Opium, and then the little black dress. I couldn't pass that one up. You know, just love the Coco Chanel and her little black dress, which is, you know, we all have to have a little black dress in our cupboard, in our, you know, yeah, our closets. And so I just went with black and white photography mostly for the contest this week. It just inspired me. I think some of the black and white photography can be so sensual. So, yeah, I just went with that. And we have 4 carryovers, I think, from the Wilder show that we have to get through tonight. Mm-hmm. Okay. So
yep, we'll make sure to get to those first.
Mm-hmm. I sent out a message to the people that I'd written to that show to warn them that their carryovers would be read tonight. So.
Oh, good. And yes, everyone should know, but just a friendly reminder that anybody who wants to call in and read their own poem is always welcome to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we have no callers yet, Pam?
We have one. We have Martha. Welcome, Martha.
Oh.
Glad you could join us.
Thank you.
Hi, Martha. How's it going?
Hi. Oh, pretty good.
Pretty good?
Yeah.
Spring's coming up?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Do you do gardening in the spring, or do you start putting in a garden, or do you do any gardening?
I plan to if I get well enough. Right now I can't walk so good, so I'm still working on that.
Okay, yeah. Well, it's always good to have the sun come in and summer, and, you know, it always makes you feel better.
We're planning the spring wedding, so probably pretty soon I'll start doing that.
Oh, wow, that's cool. Who's getting married?
I am.
You?
Oh, congratulations, Martha. That's wonderful.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's so awesome. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
So whenever you're ready, Pam, we can start the ball rolling.
All right. Sounds good. Up first, we have Debauched Dreams by Incubus 2. And Naomi, would you give that a read for us, please?
Certainly. Debauched Dreams. Within the silence between her self-sympathetic sobs, she thought she heard a voice. A voice softly whispering her name that, like Cupid's poisoned arrow, ricocheted along the walls off the darkened hallway. Its echo heard only in the hollowness of her empty room. Target acquired, it hit her like a shot of fine malt whiskey and warmed her cold, cold heart. Smoldering green eyes pierced the nighttime shadows, burning deep, searching her sublimated soul, yet her unspoken darkest, debased desires. As each breath taken became a step closer to her downfall, a satin soft lips brushed against her ear and spoke softly such sweet incantations that likened to the first star of evening he promised to fulfill her most wild and wanton wishes and her every fantasy. In his arms, beneath his wings, within his power, was she lost willingly within the dream without waking or the wanting to. End poem. Oh, that was, yeah, it's true. Need to take comments. Okay. Yeah, I just loved softly whispering her name, that like Cupid's poisoned arrow ricocheted along the walls of the darkened hallway. Its echo heard only in the hollowness of her empty room. Target acquired, it hit her like a shot of fine malt whiskey and warmed her cold, cold heart. You know, that just turned up the heat right there. And it turned, it made me zone in to the poem. It's like it just caught my attention there. And he held it all through. You know, I just love the metaphor used, a shot of fine malt whiskey. You know, this is an awesome, awesome write. And bravo, Incubus. And, you know, he just captured that picture so, so wonderfully in this poem. And, Martha, what did you think of Incubus, right?
I thought it was beautiful. I love the metaphors and the imagery. It was just kind of picked you up and carried you along with it. I really liked it. I wasn't quite sure about the ending, but I really liked the poem.
Mm-hmm. I just love that picture, by the way. You know, there's something about the color purple that's so sensual. I always liked purple, and I always thought, you know, it's all often associated to richness and wealth, purple, and, you know, the royalty. Mm-hmm. But I always thought purple was such a sensual, sinful color. I don't know. I just love purple. And Pam, what do you think?
Yeah, I think this is just absolutely beautiful. I really like that second stanza, target acquired, it hit her like a shot of fine malt whiskey and warmed her cold, cold heart. Smoldering green eyes pierced the nighttime shadows running deep. I really like how this whole poem is about that sensual dream that leaves you not wanting to wake up, that you want to stay within the dream, stay within the fantasy. And I really thought that second stanza and then the second to last stanza had some beautiful and powerful sensual lines. I really liked, as satin soft lips brushed against her ear and spoke softly such sweet incantations. Wonderful use of the word incantations. And just a beautiful alliteration, very well done.
Mm-hmm. Well, he was my bronze winner. I really liked that write. Yeah, so where are we going next, Pam?
Well, up next, and congratulations to Incubus for being the bronze winner, very well deserved. And up next we have My Goddess by Vicki Moore. And Martha, will you give that a read for us, please?
Sure. My Goddess by Vicki Moore. She intrigues me with a tender smile and a long sword. She is a perfect combination of love and hate. I want to believe she could love me, only me. Her body is clothed in leather. I want to strip it off her body slowly, slide her garments down over her firm breast, taking a moment to tightly, slightly stroke them. I long to slide her boots down her firm thighs, kissing and stroking as I go. Her sword, she keeps it warm and strong, ensuring the battle will. Her soft lips call to me, making me long to kiss them, gently sliding my hair down her warm, soft flesh, stroking her as gently as a feather. She longs with pleasure. Her curve, her face, even her sword I love. This contest I must win. At last she lowers her sword and holds my body instead. Laying her on the hard, rock-hard surface, I tease her into loving me. When we are both shaded, she still trembles, murmuring in my ear, I will kill you for this. Simple.
Yeah, I just love this. You know, what a boiling, steamy right here from Vicki Moore. My gracious. And, you know, I love that final line. When we're both sated, she still trembles, murmuring in my ear, I will kill you for this. You know, she just weaved this whole passionate scene, you know, and it unfolded right before our eyes here. Every little detail, just superbly written here. What did you think, Martha?
Oh, I think it was great. I loved it. It was a picture of a beautiful seduction and the response, and then the last line was perfect. Well, that was excellent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Excellent comment there, Martha. And Pam?
I really like how the title sets the tone of the rite. There's such a sense of reverence and worshipfulness in this poem. And I like that title, My Goddess. And then I like how there's that the appreciation for the beauty of the female form, the curves and the roundness and the softness. And I really like gently sliding my hands down her warm, soft flesh, stroking her as gently as a feather. She moans with pleasure, her curves, her face, even her sword I love. I really like that because the whole idea that it's not just about the curves and the softness, but the appreciation of a woman, the warrior. And so I thought this was beautifully written and very well done.
Mm, yeah. So true. That's an awesome remark there with the sword there, you know, the woman warrior. She's worshipped in this poem with all her strength and everything. So where are you taking us next?
All right. Up next we have, hold on, let me get this. All right. Up next we have Kissing Him Deeply, Entwined by Poetess Queen. And it goes like this. His words entwined the length of me. His whispers taunted me. I shivered once against his pulsing masculinity connecting us, his tongue tasting my open lips. His whispers did that to me, stripping me. As tendrils of him tenderly braid into me, tasting where his passion plated me, entirely sigh, crisscross as we sip each other hungrily. Tasting every spectrum of me, braiding my stature as I vibrate, taking his leisure, savoring me. Tongue is like a shuttle, wanting all of me, shivering the light I tremble, entwined in masculinity, a bondage of pleasurable, undenied, want surges in every coursing vein of us, staining our hunger upon a canvas of us in a web of ecstasy. He whispers heatedly, undressing me with his tongue. Heartbeat quickens as I search his face. His lips trembled as I'm ready to cry and want. We kiss in hungry breaths. Tendrils finger my wet abyss. Tumbling in silken sheets, I inhale him in with each hungry spasm of womanliness, wrapping around the breath of him, tightening with each spasmodic shudder. I'm his. In his eyes I see us undulating like a tsunami, each wave a thrust deep within, pulsing from me to him, drawing us closer. Skin to skin we've sighed, satiated. As I trail fingers over his warm throb, it bobs as if asking for more silently. As I feel wetness of me, I whisper, "You do that to me," kissing him deeply, entwined. End poem.
Yeah, it's a piece just as divinely woven as the prompt chosen. You know, that prompt was kind of a special, you know, that I thought of that when Bobby mentioned that she had seen that once in her while traveling, that kind of bonding there with the ropes and everything. And when I saw that picture, I thought it was kind of unique, so I put it up. And yeah, I think she was one of the only ones who went there, who took that prompt. And you know, this is wonderfully worded, and it's very, very passionate from top to finish. You know, I love the metaphor of the tsunami. You know, each wave a thrust deep within, pulsing from me to him. You know, and the hungry spasms of womanliness wrapping around the breath of him, tightening with each spasmodic shudder. You know, there's so many amazing lines throughout this, and metaphors. And Martha, what were your thoughts?
I really liked that. That was beautifully simple and hot. It was really exciting and just a beautiful expression of the act of love. I really enjoyed it. It was very excellent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, indeed. Excellent, excellent comment there, Martha. And Pam.
I thought this was absolutely beautiful. Wonderful imagery and metaphors. Just a wonderful sensual rite. I really like the sense of hunger in here, the sense of just needing someone, and a bondage of pleasure undenied. Want surges in every coursing vein of us, staining our hunger upon a canvas of us. I thought were particularly beautiful lines, and this was very well done. And I would like to take this moment to welcome Passions to the show. So welcome, Passions.
Hi.
Glad you could join us.
Hi, Passions.
Hey.
Hello.
Good evening, all.
Good evening to you. Anything new, Passions?
Nothing new. I lost it, bingo. Gosh, dang it. But I tell you what, this was a beautiful piece that was read, and I'll wait until it's my turn. But
you can comment now.
I like how it was divided up here, entwined in masculinity, in a web of ecstasy. Tendrils finger my wet abyss. I mean, beautiful imagery, beautiful metaphors. It was a very heated piece, passion throughout. I'm also like the lines of a bondage of pleasurable undenied want surges in every coursing vein of us, feigning our hunger upon a canvas of us. I mean, beautiful lines. This was an outstanding piece.
Yeah, indeed, absolutely. 100% agree there. Awesome comment. Okay, Pam, so where are we going next? Or do we have another caller?
Before we go on to the next poem, I'd like to welcome Bobby to the show. Welcome, Bobby. Glad you could join us.
Hello, Bobby.
Hello, Bobby.
Hi, Bobby.
Hey.
Maybe.
It's ladies' night, huh?
Oh, there she is. Yep. It's the ladies' night.
And I already messaged him. He didn't message me back. He's ghosting me. No.
<He's>
Yeah, maybe he's out salsa dancing tonight. Isn't it his salsa dancing night? Maybe he's not home yet. Maybe he brought somebody home. Anyway, did you get to hear the last poem, Bobby?
I did not, and from the comments, I really missed a wonderful piece. I'm going to have to go back and read it.
Yeah, and you know that prompt was inspired by you. That's why I put it up, because I remember you talking about that.
Yes, I wondered about that. I could help. That's an interesting picture, but it looks very organic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so Pam, where are you taking us next?
Right, up next we have Elvin King's Kingdom of the Sea by Deep-Minded Poet 001 and Passions. Would you give that a read for us, please?
Sure will. Elvin King's Kingdom of the Sea. In the waters of her hold, I got lost and she became the goal. Reason fled, as did all air, breathing deep, her essence bare. Every touch electrifies, thin against my elven skin, pulling me like waves, surrender to the ride. No longer do I require oxygen to cleanse. She's the healing. Freely I melt within. Asaria, my beautiful siren, singing me to her depths. Only one reason matters, the reason this kingdom of sea one accepts. In her company, there's no such thing as death. End poem.
I just loved how he attacked that prompt. In the waters of her hold, I got lost, and she became the goal. He loses everything, you know, even his life. Just because of her, in her company, he finishes with that line, the reason the kingdom of C1 accept in her company, there's no such thing as death. So, you know, he dies, but, you know, I guess in an orgasmic way, all's good. And, but just, you know, a wonderful, you know, right. Every touch electrifies, sin against my elven skin, pulling me like waves, surrender to the ride. No longer do I require oxygen. I just love the way he wrote this. It's just the flow of it, you know. It's just so beautifully written here, and a tale of a passionate encounter, so beautifully told. And Martha, what did you think of this write?
I really like it. I love the word pictures, and you could just almost see the whole thing is being told. And it was just a beautiful picture of it. Perfect seduction. I thought it was really great.
Indeed. Yeah. And passions.
It was a great story told in few words. I mean,
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He met this beautiful siren, and, well, you know, one thing led to another, and, well, he went out with a bang. This was
yeah.
beautifully told. I liked it a lot.
Mm. Awesome comment there, Passions. And Bobby.
Beautiful brevity. I don't think he died. Every movie I've ever seen, every film I've ever seen, where a mermaid takes a human male as her mate and takes him under the seas, she has some kind of magical gift that she allows him to breathe. So
mm-hmm.
I don't think he died.
Yeah.
Because in
true.
Company, there's no thing as death.
Mm-hmm.
And I several films, they survived. So I'd like to believe the happy ending. But beautiful storytelling, though. Beautiful storytelling.
Wonderful observation there, Bobby. Yeah, it's true. Hopefully he didn't die. Maybe he changes into a male mermaid. Is there a name for that? A male mermaid?
Merman.
Oh, okay. Okay, so that brings me back to Pam.
Yes, I thought this was just an absolutely wonderful brevity. And like Passion said, he told a great story within a brevity, which, you know, takes some talent to kind of form a storyline within a few lines. And, you know, I really like how, as you mentioned, I think, Naomi, there's a kind of sadness to this. And I like that he went with mythology. And beneath the sadness, though, there's a real kind of wonderful sense of desire. I also like that he went with the name Azariah. I thought that was really just a wonderful name choice. Azariah, my beautiful siren, singing me to her depths. Great line there and very well done. And, yeah, very cool.
That's the end of our carryovers, eh?
It is, yes.
Okay, so while we have all these girls here, I'm going to do something special. I'm going to put up an excellent, excellent poem by our Pam Ray.
Oh, God.
And, yep. Because I found it, this is just delicious, girls. You're going to find it superb. So
don't
Pam,
build it up too much.
If you can read your piece.
All right. But I'm beating you up after the show, just so you know.
I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you for that. This.
And thank you for the inspiration, Naomi. And this is The Caress of the Midnight Allure. And it goes like this. Dress me in your dark colors like a form-fitting caress of midnight allure, and then undress me slowly, your thumb and forefinger commanding the slide of buttons, my lips the deep red of a siren song drifting across a man's last hope. If seduction was a fruit, it would taste like you, exposed to the night air of my wild desire. You kiss me, and the starry sky spins in all its splendor. You are mine as I am yours, both of us, the long, dark drink of sweet fermentation, bubbling like birdsong across the senses. You lower me into a field of wildflowers. I squirm and moan as you trail down, 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 slow as a witching hour of thick fog to the core of my ocean where pearled treasures await the tangle of your tongue. I am a moonflower, perfumed petals of whispering ghosts open at your touch. The shadow of my name flows into your hunger. I am painted dusk and savage screams. I wear you like that little black dress that knows the fullness of my curves, and where every blade of grass I lay upon to cut me in this blessed moment, I would take no heed to their insignificance. I ache for you. You whisper to me, I will ride you like a nightmare until we are both bruised beneath the moonlight. I am breathless, gasping for air beneath the strength of your love and the length of your thrust. End poem.
Now, there's so many lines in here. Yeah, there's so many lines in here, you know, that I absolutely loved. You know, I have a hard time picking out just one there, but I just love the seduction was a fruit. It would taste like you exposed to the night air of my wild desire. And then, you know, the drink of sweet fermentation, and then also the reference to the little black dress. Oh my gracious, you know, this is just so superbly delicious, and you know, so passionate and so hot. Just such a great write. And yeah, Bobby, give it the first shot on this.
My goodness gracious. This is hot, very seductive, very erotic, beautifully written. The storytelling in this is so sensual. I cannot pick out one line because I don't want to take the piece apart. It's just so well put together from start to finish, such a beautiful piece. And so romantic and so sensual.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Bobby.
Oh, yes. I agree. Thank you, Bobby, for this amazing comment. And Passions.
This is a beautiful written piece. Oh, many, many lines I like. I just adore out of this piece. To the core of my ocean where pearl treasures await the tangle of your tongue. I mean, the visuals that you get from the imagery that was painted in this piece and the metaphors are fantastic. I mean, this is a masterpiece. It's beautifully written, beautifully read. Bravo to you, girl.
Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah, I agree 100%. And Martha?
Oh, I thought it was beautiful. I just loved the way it just captured your art and just carried you along with it. It was beautifully done and excellently written.
Thank you, Martha.
Oh, sure. Oh, for sure. And Pam, do you have anything you'd like to say about your piece?
Not really, no, but thank you for asking. And, you know, as I said before, thank you for the inspiration.
Thank you for writing. Okay, so where are we going next?
All right, up next we have Satin Smile Silk Stockings by Bookworm Dave 227. And Bobby, would you give that a read for us, please?
Oh, certainly. I'd be glad to. We have Satin Silk Smiles, Silk Stockings, Bookworm Dave 227. Her short black dress, although not a micro mini, showed her legs off beautifully as the line ran up her legs. Her garter could only be imagined as she ate a strawberry, the bright ruby red lipstick giving her a come-hither grin. Her glass filled with a Bordeaux, walking up to her, shy and slightly feeling insecure, good evening finally made it out. Introductions were made and smiles shared. She let me try and entertain her sophomoric wit and lame jokes, teasing me with her smile, wanting so much more. A conversation turning to books, of course it had to be books. her interests were so similar to mine. Let's take a walk in the silvery moonlight. We just stared at the stars painting. She asked about music, hearing Claire de Lune in the background. She took me by the hand. Shall we dance? Laughing at my words that she stole from my mouth. Good idea, I said. We strutted across the room slowly and affectionately. We were being stared at. Fools, she purred. How do you mean? She just stared at my eyes, telling me words I never heard. My eyes, she loved, and my smile, she praised me for wanting to talk. Not just sex, even though I did want that too. She whispered to me too, I want that, but I want to love you first, and I do. So the night ended with wine and songs. Stealing the rose from a table, placing it on her dress, she stole a kiss. We gave more that night. Night with passion and lovemaking, with her lingerie on the floor, stockings wrapped around me, with desire-filled night. Not a bad night so long ago, even if it was not forever, but I can dream in my words. Thank you, my forgotten love. Hope your forever is wonderful. End poem.
And this is just so beautifully written. I just love the stanza, night with passion and lovemaking, and her lingerie on the floor, stocking wrapped around me with the desire-filled night. You know, just an awesome use of the prompts all throughout, and that's what I asked, you know, for them to match and mingle prompts if they wanted to. You know, it was up to the writers, and he did. He matched, you know, he took the dance, he put the dancing in, the rose in, and you know, this other things, and you know, it just a delightful all through. I really enjoyed the flirty, sinful playfulness, you know, between the characters throughout this. And, you know, there's just so much. And, you know, it's kind of like a bittersweet, sad feeling, emotion that you get in those last two lines there. Thank you, my forgotten love. Hope your forever is wonderful. You know, it's just like a kind of emotive sadness there that drips from those last lines. Well, I found. And your impressions, Martha?
I really loved it. I thought it was beautifully written. I loved the flow of it and the beautiful story it told. It was just a pleasure to read.
Oh, indeed. And passions?
I enjoyed the steps of this little tale that was told. And, you know, from the beginning, her garter could only be imagined as she a strawberry, the bright ruby red lipstick, given a come hither grin. The imagery gives you all you need to partake into this little storyline, and it was well written, was well read, was an enjoyable piece.
Oh, yeah, so much so. I agree, absolutely. Just a wonderful tale there. Amazing observations there, passions. And Bobby?
I agree. He did a great job of blending several prompts. It was very nicely done. It was a beautiful storytelling and very, very deeply passionate, very romantic. And it almost read to me like a love letter.
Yeah, that's an excellent observation. That's so true. And Pam?
Yeah, I thought this was beautiful, and it does have a touch of sadness in it, but also a touch of romanticism. I like that it focuses on the beauty of the woman, of her, the how he's attracted to her clothes, like that black dress and those silk stockings that show off her legs. But also that it delves into the idea of spending a night talking with somebody, getting to know them, you know, getting to you know, appreciate their sense of humor and appreciate their intelligence. And I like how he delves into that part of it. So I thought this was a wonderful write all the way through and very well done.
Well said indeed there, Pam. And where are we off to next?
All right. Up next we have Finger Paint by Zira and Naomi. Will you give that a read for us, please?
Okay, this is Finger Paint. Her hands dance across the panel, then lift to meet my face. I am her canvas. She is my fonder. Our togetherness, a piece of abstraction. Imbue me with nuanced interpretation and coat my arms in varnish, a piece of your contemporary poly, pitch, violet, and magenta. Sprawl across the folds of my brain. Acrylic close my eyes. The dyes have stained, and so I am yours endlessly. You know, I just loved how he used she used color all throughout this. And, you know, like I was saying earlier, violet and, you know, purple. There's such something about those colors that just make me, you know, make me feel so sensual. I don't know what it is, but I just love that stanza where she has a violet and magenta. Is it magenta? Yes, pronounce it. In it, and that stanza in particular. But all the way through, I mean, this is it's just superbly so witty and intelligent to write, and so beautiful. And Martha, what were your impressions?
Oh, I really liked it. I thought it was beautifully done. I love the way the colors just kind of flow through it and take you along in the journey. I think it was an excellent job.
Oh, indeed. And Passions?
It was a beautiful piece. I like the beginning. I am her canvas. She is my founder. Our togetherness, a piece of abstraction. You know, and I appreciate the colors as well. The sprawl across the folds of my brain, acrylic closed my eyes. The dyes have stained, and so I am yours endlessly. They did an outstanding job with few words. They did an exceptional job here. Great job.
Yeah, that's a great. Amazing observation there. Yeah, it's true. You forget that this is a brevity, but you know it's so rich and so deep that you kind of forget that it is a brevity. And Bobby, your thoughts on this, right?
I agree. It is a very rich, very well crafted brevity, and it's got a lot of nuance to it. Imbue me with nuanced interpretation and coat my arms in varnish, a piece of your contemporary polyptic. The polyptic is an altarpiece. So this is almost like he's either worshiping her or he wants to be worshipped, because this is a painting that's usually either a diptych or a triptych with two or three pieces on an altar. And so I thought that was a very interesting and subtle reference in there. But the artistic references are really quite well done in here, and they bring a beautiful picture to mind.
Oh, indeed. Yeah, but that's awesome, because I was wondering about that word polyptych, and I learned something tonight, so that's amazing. And Pam.
Yeah, I also did not know that word and learned something new. So that is very cool there. I have to agree with you, Bobby, that the art references throughout this brevity were very well done. I'm especially fond of, I mean, it's wonderful all the way through, but I particularly am drawn to our togetherness, a piece of abstraction. And what I like about that line to me is it says, it doesn't matter if you understand us, it doesn't matter if you understand, anyone else understands our love, our connection, we understand it. I also liked her choice of violent, not violent, sorry, no violence going on here, just in my head. So sorry about that. Violet and magenta, because those are both purple-hued colors. And up until recent times, when dyes were first being made, purples were the most rarest and the most expensive, which was why they were often saved for royalty. So I think by choosing those colors, those in itself speaks of a metaphor for the richness of the relationship. And so this is beautifully written and very well done.
I love that. Yeah, awesome comment. I love that insight about the colors there, violet and magenta. They're being a reference to the richness of the relationship. So awesome comment there, Pam. And where are you taking us next, Pam?
Well, up next I have Kissing in the Rain by Martha Gettle. And Martha, you were nice enough to give us a SoundCloud, so I'm going to go ahead and play that. So here we go.
Kisses in the Rain by Martha Gettle. Babe, we've been together for so long, and our love, it is still going strong. I still remember how we met. It's something my heart could never forget. The rain, it was really coming down. If you looked up, you could drown. Suddenly there was something over my head, and you blew my mind with what you said. Don't you love kissing in the rain, while the drops play a lilting refrain? I'd love to hold you close and keep you warm in the middle of a rainstorm. Then you kiss me oh so sweet, and my heart skipped a beat. You swept me away that day with sweet kisses in the rain. Don't you love kissing in the rain, while the drops play a lilting refrain? I'd love to hold you close and keep you warm in the middle of a rainstorm. Darling, you are still mine. You're the greatest treasure I could find. And you totally stole my heart away with your sweet kisses in the rain.
Oh, this is just beautiful, Martha. You know, we can feel all your love here throughout this ride. It's just so romantic and so loving, you know. Don't you love kissing in the rain, while the drops play a lilting refrain? I'd love to hold you close and keep you warm in the middle of a rainstorm. Just beautiful right here. And what did you think, Passions?
Martha, I think your song gets better and better every time. Dadgummit. I sit here, my toes are tapping, and I'm just humming right along with it. I mean, this is, and the chorus, the repetition is beautiful. I mean, there's not a thing that I can just pick out because it would tear it all apart. It's a beautiful song, beautifully sang. It was just altogether exceptional piece here.
Oh, thank you.
No, the well said there indeed. And girls, Martha announced us at the beginning of the show that she's getting married this summer.
Woo-woo!
No kidding! Oh, my gosh!
Yeah!
Hey,
she's
congratulations! That's fabulous.
Thank you.
And Bobby, what did you think of this song?
I love Martha's lyrics. I always do. They're so genuine. So relatable, and I like and Rainstorms I love. So she's got me on two fronts here, and I've been trapped in Rainstorms, and they are in their way romantic, even though you're getting soaked to the bone. And if that weren't the case, then one of the closing scenes in Four Weddings and a Funeral would not have been the two people in the rain telling each other how much they loved each other. So I think, yeah. So I really enjoyed it.
That's a wonderful comment there. Yeah, that's one of my favorite movies there. I just love that movie. And Pam.
Yeah, this is really enjoyable. As always, really appreciate the SoundCloud, Martha. I just love the romance in this and the chorus. Don't you love kissing in the rain while the doves play a lilting refrain? I'd love to hold you close and keep you warm in the middle of a rainstorm. I really like how you bring in the lilting refrain, the music of the rain and just being close. And then you kiss me oh so sweet and my heart skipped a beat. You swept me away that day with sweet kisses in the rain. I think it's just a beautiful sentiment, the idea of being swept away by that kiss. So beautifully written and very well done.
Thank you.
And where are we off to next, Pam?
All right. Up next, we have your poem, Passion. So go ahead and give it a read for us, please.
Oh, okay. The rhythm of Barry White's never going to give you up. Tapping feet and downing your screwdriver. Magical the moment, alone enjoying the street life. Watching people dancing and arguing with each other as time flying by. Innocent I am, just wanting to lay low and hide out from the elders who knew me. Stay clear from the boxing ring I used to mingle in. Dressed up in black attire, midriff, black stilettos, and black rimmed hat to keep my eyes covered. It's hell being well known and all want to hang and annoy. Hawks and foe who strip the stars from one's eyes and pearl drips from their dreams of misery unfolds with each open wound. Poetic intervention, my words sugarcoat yesterday's drama, and I am tired as hell in doing so. Smoke ring signal, last tribute as I hear the ending of a song. A little dust and snake-rimmed pipe surprises my sanity, and alert I become to oncoming traffic, and I find myself dancing like a whirlwind on the dance floor, ruby lips and tongue channeling, looking for a hard hitter. Ink filled the rough edges of his demeanor, large arms, denim jeans, and a sports jacket with a Tommy Hilfiger polo shirt. He has a smile that shot daggers through me as I tried not to stare. Next moment I heard, "Hey, Tori, what are you up to?" Damn it, spotted. Listening to the bullcrap of his girlfriend taking off with another woman and wanting to know what I think he should do. Just let the hoe go, eyes still on the man with the ink. "Excuse me, I need a drink," as I tried to venture off. Instead, he offered to go get it, and I made my move, bumping into the man with the ink. "Oh, excuse me," with a smile. "No worries, can I get you a drink?" In my head, thinking, "You can get me more than that." "Sure." As we talked for the next 30 minutes, we realized we had a lot in common. especially the need of intimacy. Within minutes, we were kissing so hard and hands caressing all the bright spots. We hit the rails leading out of the club. He invited me over to his place, but we both looked across the street and noticed the hotel. Walking over, we got the room and entered it. No hesitation, we knew what we wanted. And he turned the radio on and came for me. With a snap, he pulled off his belt. With a grin, I bent over, wiggling my ass for him. Several slaps later, I noticed his heat rising. He had his jeans unzipped and was exposed. I turned and placed him in the chair and did a strip tease for him. Breast in his face as he placed hands on hips. Guiding me on his laps were juicy pink petals awaited his entry. His hungry mouth sucking on my nipples as I writhed intensely. Moans escaping him as he enjoyed the twisted cocktail of snake pipe smoking and screwdrivers, and I enjoyed the anonymous moments of intimacy. The swelling and throbbing inside was near brink when he pulled me off and threw me on the bed, spread eagle, and he nibbled on the inside of my thighs until he was feasting on the juices of sweet nectarine, arching in acceptance, begging to be released in many ways, rolling me on my stomach and pulling up my hips. He entered to finish, and I faced down, begging for more. He pumped me until we both screamed out in sweet ecstasy and collapsed beside each other on the bed. No more ice tonight. We will make proper arrangements for another night. End poem.
Oof. Okay. Cold shower.
Wow.
Cold shower. We need a cold shower. Marcia, what were your impressions?
I loved it. It was gorgeous. I loved the story she told and the beautiful way she told it. It was just excellently done. And like you said, it was hot, very hot.
Thank you.
I love the way you danced us into this piece, subtly brought us in all the beginning of, from the description of how you're dressed, your black attire, midriff, your black stilettos, black rimmed hat, and all the descriptive stanzas before, all the of course the hot interlude there was steamy, but I mean I loved how you brought us into this piece, with the person that recognized you and you're just wanting to get to that one man there that you saw, and we just feel your longing to talk to him, and so I just loved that of it. And Bobby, what were your impressions of this piece?
Torrid, absolutely torrid, without being tawdry. Which is a real, real gift to dance that delicate dance. Great storytelling. I mean, you set the stage. The attention to detail was marvelous. Painting a word picture, then you drew us into some very productive play and intimacy, and it was a beautifully well-told story. Very, very hot.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, and I understand Frank has joined us.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hello, Frank.
Oh,
we needed a man.
Well, I don't know if I'm just an ordinary man there, It all depends if you're describing just an ordinary man.
Oh, yeah. You're our Frank International. So, Frank, did you get to hear Bobby's piece? Passion's piece. Yeah.
Oh yes, I was able to hear the piece. I thought Passion just put a lot of passion into this piece here. Just begin with that. This is a very steamy poem. The imagery throughout this poem is very vivid. You don't really hold your tongue here. You give us the visual aspects of what you're talking about here. You give us the moans, you give us the breaths, and you give us, I mean, it's just a collage of just pure sensuality, expression of the most, I would say, the most beautiful type of sexuality when you can share this with someone, regardless of who you share it with. But, this must be an incredible experience here. I can only imagine who this fellow you're describing here, what he must have felt here after reading this poem.
Mm-hmm. It's wonderful. An awesome comment there, Frank. We needed a man's insight on this piece. And that brings me back to you, Pam.
Yeah, this is wonderful. I like how you really bring us into this story and into the mind of this woman, who knows the street. She has these kind of street smarts. She lives the bar life, lives the nightlife. And I like how you bring us to the point where she meets this man and he's, complaining about his ex, and you're not really sure at first where this is going to go, but there's this whole idea where you say as we talked to her for the next 30 minutes, we realized we had a lot in common, especially the need of intimacy. Within minutes, we were kissing so hard and hands caressing all the right spots we hit. And then there's just kind of this buildup of intensity as far as the seduction goes. So absolutely, a wonderful write and very well done.
Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. I agree. That was one steaming piece, Passions. So where are we off to next, Pam?
All right. Up next we have Bobby's poem, and she was nice enough to provide us with the SoundCloud. So I'm going to go ahead and play that. Just find it. Here we go.
Midnight pas de deux. In all the world, there is no heart for me like yours. In all the world, there is no love for you like mine, my Angela. The entree. She sees him entering the room as if entering a stage. Black shawl collar, tuxedo and waistcoat, black satin bow tie, black evening dress loafers. Tall, ruggedly handsome, ill at ease in the tux. He fiddles with his cufflinks, adjusts his tie, tugs at his waistcoat. He spots her across a sea of opera ballet party goers. Strapless black velvet formal slid up the side, exposing leg. Amethyst lamé brocade bolero jacket, amethyst necklace and drop earrings. She toys with her necklace and her fingers brush her cleavage. He makes his way across the crowded ballroom. He greets and is greeted warmly along the way, his gaze never straying far from the comely, captivating velvet gown. He knows the person speaking with her and moves in closer. She notices his stealthy, adroit ballet through the throng. Approaching her companion, he greets him with familiarity and politely, deftly, engineers an introduction to her. The pas de deux has begun. The adagio. As they converse, the orchestra begins to play a tango. Do you tango, he asks, sir? Of course, she replies. He takes her champagne flute, places it on a server's tray, and leads her to the middle of the dance floor. Their movements become the vertical expression of a horizontal wish, flowing together as if they had known each other forever. He holds her like the skin on her thigh was his reason for living, then lets her go like his heart was being ripped from his chest. The separation maddening. She spins as he pulls her back quickly, as if he intended to have his way with her there on the dance floor. The music ends. He dips her back deeply, their faces almost touching, their gaze locked, expression on his face like she's ruined him for life. His arms still round her, the room filled with people seems to vanish. Their attention still fixed on each other, she gathers her clutch bag and as if by unspoken mutual agreement, they head for the door. And it seems that the hotel will have two more guests tonight. The Variations. Emotions build inside them like a gathering storm, losing all sense of who they are, where they are. Desire shooting through them like lightning, igniting them. A Pandora's box of desire and fervent need opens. It was difficult for them to know who had the role of seducer, so evenly matched were the dancers in this provocative ballet. And the more they resisted, the more fascinated they became, propelled toward the moment of surrender, the point of no return. Passion and carnal desires, shutting out all moral judgments, replaced by yearning to seduce, to be seduced, to lose control, to know the pleasure of being taken past all limits, to abandon thought, let delicious desires descend, be overwhelmed. Their movements became the vertical prelude to their horizontal wish. Flowing together as if they had known each other forever, he holds her like her body was his reason for living, for breathing. And at once unbridled appetites burst forth in mutual intoxication. Dakota. Awakened curiosity had given way to their perfect pas de deux. In the exquisite warmth of afterglow, two bodies lay entwined, the two feelings as one. They luxuriated in their pleasure. Utterly, blissfully spent, they contentedly succumbed to sleep. As morning's light breaks through partially parted curtains, consciousness surfaces, and he slowly opens his eyes, reaching out his hands, find the rumpled covers empty, and her clothing and clutch bag conspicuously gone. Crestfallen his eyes, then catch sight of the red rose on his pillow, the stem of the rose wrapped in a paper note, both captive within the amethyst ring she had been wearing that night. Unwrapping the rose, he reads the paper. A phone number, a note. There are those who are bewitched by what they dare not desire. There are those who have the courage to reach out and accept what is given freely and completely, passionately and unreservedly, as life's greatest gift, that of love. Guess which ones we are.
This is such an elegant write, Bobby. Just so beautifully written. I'm gonna comment further, but I'd like because I know Frank loves dance so much. So okay. I'm gonna let Frank have the same first shot at this one.
Well, I was trying to write a comment there, but I'll have to save it afterwards. I just want to say that, first of all, bravo for this piece. You definitely have a way of swaying, a reader with your read. You know, it's captivating with the style you present here in this piece. It's very admirable as well. You know, it's just a poem that's, you know, from start to beginning, enriched with layers of, with romance. It has, it has its sensuality there. There's a seduction to this piece here as well. But I like the way you narrate the poem. You brought the seduction in. You brought in the essence of the romance and the essence of the dance as well. And I have to say that you certainly did sway me tonight with this poem here. This was just a beautiful, beautiful ride. You know, I would have to say, on tour.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I was thinking about you when I wrote about the tango.
Oh, there you go. Oh, you wouldn't be the first, I see.
Oh.
And Naomi wrote the other day. She wrote something, including me, the other night.
Yeah, the Spanish sunset. Oh, boy. Frank, you inspire us all. Yeah, I just love the, I love this all throughout, Bobby, but I really loved, you know, when you started to go into the adagio, you know. Especially the stanza, their movements became the vertical expression of a horizontal wish. You know, and all that stanza there, just beautifully written all throughout, you know. Passions, what did you think of this write?
I think this was a very romantic piece. I can't say any more than what Frank had already said. It's outstanding, the romance leading up to the lovemaking and, you know, the rose left. It's just a beautiful, beautiful piece. Well, actually, one that I just bookmarked because I would like to reread it again and again. This is really, really good piece.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, indeed. You know, the whole description of the dance itself, you know, and the way, you know, the you describe it, you know, the feelings that flow through the two people there as they're dancing, just, you know, like it's just intoxicating. It's just so beautifully worded all throughout. And Martha, what did you think?
Oh, I think it's beautiful. I love the way it starts out with describing the clothes, and you can almost get the picture before it continues and takes you right along the story, just like a dance. I thought it was wonderful.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's an awesome remark there. Yeah, the little... I just love that too. Those little that attention to detail there. Like he fiddles with his cufflinks, adjusts his tie, tugs at his waistcoat, and you know, she toys with her necklace, and her fingers brush her cleavage. You know, and you know the whole beginning there is just wonderful, wonderful entree, and. That brings me back to Pam, I guess. Yeah.
Well, I thought this was just absolutely beautiful, Bobby. I like how you break this up into the sections of the dance. And I do like how Martha and Naomi mentioned the little details, like those small touches, because I believe those are just as important a part of the dance, of the physical communication, as the grand, big gestures and movements. You know, I really like the movements become the vertical prelude to their horizontal wish, flowing together as if they had known each other forever. Awakened curiosity had given away to their perfect pas de deux in the exquisite warmth of afterglow, two bodies lay entwined. Those are just the beautiful, sensual lines and very well done.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, I agree. This is really a chef d'oeuvre, ma chère. It's just so beautiful. Do you want to say anything about your piece, Bobby?
Just a few comments. I loved your prompts. And that's why I selected the two with the rose in them and combined them at the mm-hmm. top for my illustration. And You probably can't even read, but there's a third prompt in the center there. But I wanted also to set a stage for a dance within a. I added this up into the different elements of the pas de deux, which is the entree, the adagio, the variations, and the coda. And I left definition or a clarification at the bottom in my author's note. Because it's quite complex, and I never realized how complex it was. But I also wanted to build that tango into the center, taking the dance within the dance is where they really come together and realize what their mutual attraction is in the dance, which very often happens when you dance with someone. And you can always tell when couples have been together a long time is they move like one person. And that's what I wanted to convey in this is that even though they had just met each other, they moved like one person.
Yeah,
and you caught the without saying it, he's nervous. He fiddles with his cufflinks. Mm-hmm. He adjusts his tie. And so he's nervous. Mm-hmm. And she's a little nervous too, especially when she sees him. But that's why I want to break it down into a ballet because two people romancing each other is very much like a ballet.
Mm-hmm. I agreed. Yeah, and you caught that marvelously in this piece. Okay, so Pam, where do we go next?
Up next we have Mobile Interruptus by Weaver of Dreams, and we have a recording for that, so here we go.
My hot, tense body is tangled in soft silk sheets. It's past the witching hour, and I'm still awake. I'm trying hard to relax while my phone rings. At this hour? Hello. Hi, Joan, it's Jake. Sorry, you've dialed the wrong number. I hang up. It rings again. Hello? Hi. I wanted to say I'm not a weirdo, but I'm pretty sure a weirdo would use exactly that line, but I'm not going to play. Wait, please. When I heard your warm and sensual voice, your sultry tone, I wanted... Was I crazy? I felt as if on fire. Something took control. If you could, what would you want? Jake whispers her with fingers and lips. He'd awaken all desire. Hours pass. My body has writhed the sensations unknown. I followed every nuance and suggestion Jake said. Finally, tense limbs relaxed, my body slick and satisfied. I sigh. Jake says, I want to say, there is a beep. No, his phone's dead.
No.
I laughed, Lynette, at that ending. I wrote back to her, oh, no, you know, laugh out loud, you know, oh, no. You know, what a great write. And, you know, and her voice, oh, she has such an amazing reading voice that just, you know, draws you in and slings you along, you know, and you're just there waiting, you know, and then, you know, bang, at the end. She always does that to us, Weaver does. And, I really enjoy her storytelling every single time, just so delightfully entertaining. Passions, what did you think?
That was a very, very cool piece, literally. No, she is definitely a good storyteller. Had me lured in, and then, of course, the ending, bam. And I was like, man. She does have a way of presenting that... sets this on center stage here. Hours pass, my body is breathless, sensations unknown. I mean, How many of us have been there? Okay, don't answer that. But, I mean, come on. You know, this is a wonderful, wonderful piece of an experience that, no, I don't know nothing about. Wink, wink. Great job.
Yeah, the amazing comment there of passions. And Bobby, your impressions.
Well, I thought this was a wonderfully inspired interpretation of that particular prompt. I mean, you see a woman laying in a slip in a shift, and talking on a wireline phone. When's the last time one of us did that? But the storytelling is so well done and draws you in so quickly, and the ending is so anticlimactic, no pun intended, that it is just, it's so clever. It is so clever that she's got you there. All of a sudden, she takes it right out from underneath. It's like, oh, damn. But I thought it was very clever, very imaginative, and beautifully written.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. And Frank?
Well, I'm going to have to agree there. First of all, I thought the poem was brilliant. The way she narrates this poem here was just a scenario, you know, of calling someone there, someone calling you there, and you know, just seducing you with the voice there. You know, and then going to the outcome there of what happens there when it, your phone dies. You know, I have to say that's the reason why I don't give my phone away, my phone number there, because it just always dies on me there. I thought it was a great poem. It was a great poem.
And that brings me to Pam.
Oh, this is definitely clever and funny. From the title all the way to that last line, and what really gives that last line an impact is she really starts to build up the seduction. You really feel that it's gotten somewhere, and it obviously has, but then all of a sudden that one last thing is just cut off. So really just absolutely a delightful write and very well done.
Nice. Yeah, 100% agree there. And where do we dance off to next, Pam?
All right. Up next we have Coco Chanel by Diane D. And we have a recording for that. So here we go.
The 1926 Coco Chanel by Diane D. It was a luxurious garment, suitable for all ladies of quality. The fine black cherry velvet brought out the ruby fire of her hair, made her skin look porcelain. Black silk braiding defined the 1-inch vertical slash that went from neck to collarbone, affording a subtle glimpse of her gorgeous white inviting skin. No other jewel blackened the calm lines of the gown, but for the puffs of black silk that edged the hem of her flowing skirt, accentuating knee to ankle elegance. She opened the dressing room door of that small town value mart, first shuffling, then strolling, dancing in that little black dress as if she were wearing the 1926 Coco Chanel. End poem.
Ah, this is just beautiful. You know, her Diane's her attention to detail throughout all this piece is just remarkable. You know, but you know, that last stanza just got me. You know, how many of us have been in, you know, this, you know, the little, you know, mart, the shopping center, and just felt like a million bucks, you know, putting on this dress. Just a wonderful piece here. What did you think, Passions?
It was a beautiful piece from beginning to end. I mean, there have been times, not too many, that I threw something on and felt like I was a million bucks walking in someplace, and this just makes you feel all of it. No other jewel blackened the calm lines of the gown, but for the puffs of black silk that etched the hem of her flowing skirt, accentuating the knee to ankle elegance. Beautiful lines throughout here. Wonderful job, Diane.
Oh, yeah. It's just a beautiful writing all through. And Bobby?
I agree. Her attention to detail, her descriptive powers are wonderful. I mean, fine black cherry velvet, bringing out the ruby fire of her hair, black silk braiding to find the one-inch vertical slash. I mean, the descriptions are so wonderfully precise and detailed that the visual imagery, that the word painting comes into focus quite well, and the storytelling. And then the ending, she opened the dressing room door, strolling out in that little black dress as if she were wearing a 1926 Coco Chanel, reminded me that I think if we're lucky in our lives, we've experienced at least one of, and it didn't have to necessarily be black. We had that one dress that we put on, and you felt like you could have stopped traffic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's what
mm-hmm.
she.
Yeah, so wonderfully said there. So true. And Frank, ever put on a dress?
You mean in my acting days there when I? You mean
oh,
acting?
Could be, eh? Yeah.
No, I've not had to do that as an actor yet. But there was pay there, then perhaps I could be swayed if I was paid. This poem, yeah, really, what I really enjoyed about this poem was the fact that, you know, it just personified the notion of the power of the dress there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've always been fascinated with the 1920s, you know, and the early 1900s and the Victorian era as well. In particular, the 1920s, because it was during a period of liberation for women, I can say, you know. And this was just something that it took me to memories there of just certain external fears of the 1920s, that were personified, you know. And I like the elegance, you know. Mae West came to mind for me. This is just a beautiful piece here, you know, this whole notion of the Coco Chanel, the dress there. It was just a beautiful personified. And it's
mm-hmm.
a great song plot as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Diane has this such remarkable attention to detail when she writes. She's just such a talented writer. Talking about Coco Chanel, if you never saw her autobiography, the movie. I don't know what it's called. I think it's called Coco. But I invite you all to go see that, to watch that movie, download it or whatever, because it's such an amazing movie, the story of her life. And with that, that brings me back to Pam.
Yeah, I thought this was just an absolutely wonderful write. I really like how she describes, she uses imagery to describe both the woman and the dress. The fine black cherry velvet brought out the ruby fire of her hair, made her skin look like porcelain. And the confidence in which she walks out of that dressing room, even though she's not wearing that 1926 Coco Chanel, she feels like she is. So just absolutely a stunning write and very well done.
Oh, for sure. And where do we go next, Pam?
All right. Up next, we have Frank's poem, and he was nice enough to give us a SoundCloud. So I'm going to go ahead, mosey on over there, and push play.
We meet before a lift. I am captivated by the sexy twinkle exuded in your exotic eyes. The sensual smile that seduces me with a playful tease of desire. Those lips yearning to be drenched in the wet dewdrops of my kiss. I'm alone in the lift at the door, Francis. Do you need me to give you a lift? The thought of tasting my mocha skin and undressing me is a wicked temptation to not succumb to its lust for hunger. And slowly our bodies embrace at an inquisitive exhibition. With the sultry heat of our blaze, igniting a glowing, passionate fire. A door opens, untangling the coil of electricity, of our kinetic charge, leaving us with the urge to continue the secret game of sinful whispers. Within the intimate setting of the privacy of my room 69 in the hotel of lovers, where a bottle of bubbling Spanish wine entertains our orgasmic taste buds. Inside, we begin to tango with sweet sounds of jazz in the background, intoxicated by the savoring sips of wine covering our lips with a light film, while we rekindle the erotic fire burning in our sexual loins. Once more, rapidly, I nibble on your breasts, and you on my bare chest, with your dripping tongue. Our amorous proclivity for sex explodes in the naked night, with the delicious flavor of nutritious fruits in our mouths, and I make you shiver with the vibrant bones of my thrust. Slowly popping your cherry, yo soy tu placer indomito, el fuego que te consume en llamas. I am your untamed pleasure, the blaze consuming you on fire. Oh la la. Oh la la. In the tone.
Oh la la, for sure. boy, I just loved, Frank, how you incorporated so many of the prompts into this, right? I think you're one of the only ones who used the elevator, you know, and you used the elevator, you used the host. Pardon me?
I used that one, the one with the lift, and I used the one with I believe it's the woman with the wine. She's got wine, carrying wine, and
mm-hmm.
her heels as well. So that's, I believe two of those prompts we use.
Well, you use the jazz too. And you use the jazz. And you use quite a few of them. And but this is just, you know, just such, so beautifully, you know, written. And, you know, so hot. And, you know, the door opens, untangling the coil of the electricity of our kinetic charge, leaving us with the urge to continue the secret game of sinful whispers. I just love that line, and all throughout. Passions, what did you think of this, right?
Passions had to go.
Oh, okay. Well, Bobby, then I'll leave you comment.
I think Frank's voice ought to be registered with the local police department as a lethal weapon.
It wouldn't be the first time I've asked.
Because it's deadly, Frank. It's deadly. It's a beautifully, what, just so seductive and so smooth, and it's like a fine wine, and it just takes you through the entire seduction with such grace and such panache. It's a delightful piece to read and to listen to.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much, sir. I have to say I was inspired from them, or several of them. I didn't know what to name the poem. I was trying to figure out how to name it, and they just said, well, I just cleared with an expression there. Why are you both French there? If I had French kids, then I'd just go, oh, la, la. Maybe French even more.
Yeah, oh, la, la. Pam, your impressions.
Oh, I thought that was a wonderful read and write. I really like your attention to detail in this seductive rite. The door opens, untangling the coil of the electricity of our kinetic charge, leaving us with the urge to continue the secret game of sinful whispers. And then I like where you go down to, inside we begin to tingle with sweet sounds of jazz in the background, intoxicated by the savoring sips of wine, covering our lips with a light foam. Just a wonderful central right here, Frank. Beautiful imagery and very well done.
Well, I appreciate that. There's one little thing. I noticed that no one got to this, but lift is actually, it's another word for elevator, but I threw it in. But there is a bit of a pun there with when I say, do you need me to give you a lift? I was waiting for one of you to say that, but no one, I guess I had to be me to say.
Oh, but we caught on. We caught on. So, Pam, where do we go next?
All right. Up next, we have Beginning the Begin by A.J. Kay. And Naomi, go ahead and give this a read for us, please.
Okay. Evolves from Beginning the Begin. Evolves from smiles, holding hand in hand, closely inhaling perfumes, matching rhythms, eyes locking together, touching ears and lips, gently kissing, fingers drawn through hair, kissing deeply, tongues entwined, hugging, feeling, breathing faster, touching, feeling, lying together, opening legs, undressing, touching, feeling, stroking, rubbing, tasting, wanting, smiling, asking, smiling, laughing, teasing, pleasing, and poem. I just loved how, this was so cleverly written in a way that it gathers momentum as if we were reading as a, we read as the intensity of the lovemaking is unfolding here. It just, it mirrors that intensity and that momentum that we find in lovemaking. It's, it's a brilliantly written brevity. What did you think, Bobby?
I was thinking exactly what you just said, that it starts out very cleverly and gains momentum like a snowball, like a boulder rolling downhill. And it is quite clever, and it reduces itself to just single word expressions, and it leaves it to the reader, who has no difficulty understanding what's going on. beautifully done, and it leaves it makes the reader feel like things aren't over-explained.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, that's an awesome comment there, Bobby. And Frank?
Yes, I have to say it was a delight piece here. You know, it's some brevity here, but it does, it has just a wonderful essence and elegance there of seduction there. You know, the way it ends, this poem, with just Jaren, you know, hugging, feeling, breathing, touching, feeling, you know, and it goes on and on. It's remarkable, you know, just in such a brief, lines here, it just strikes very good imagery, you know. I thought it was a beautiful, seductive piece.
Well said there, Frank. And that brings me back to you, Pam.
Wonderful comments, everybody. Yeah, this is a new name for me, so it's always good to see a new name, see new poets on the shows, and I hope we hear more from them. I like how so many of this, especially the last few lines, are one word at a time and all about those different actions and interactions that happen during lovemaking. So just a really wonderful write and very well done.
Okay, so where are we off to next?
All right. Up next, we have Dream Girl by Jessica D., and it goes like this. There are miles and miles of smiles and smiles between our fingertips of windswept sand and bodies tanned and perky little nips. With loving thoughts, myself transports to a volcano in the sea. Walk quaint little ports in very small shorts with you alongside me. But stop and lunch, we've walked a bunch, a treat we do deserve. The crab claws crunch, giggling we hunch, together a thrumming nerve. I take your hand and run to the sand and pull you into my arms. Together crash land, a sweet tangle unplanned, addicted to your charms. I kiss your lips, hands on your hips, stroking your ebony locks. Slowly we strip, unveiling stiffening nips, bodies ticking like clocks. There are miles and miles of smiles and smiles between our fingertips of windswept sand and bodies tanned and perky little nips. End poem.
Well, that was a beautiful, beautiful read there, Pam. I just love this piece. You know, it's so, so romantic. And, you know, and so dreamlike in the way it's written. And the repetition of that stand, that one stanza there. And there are miles and miles of smiles and smiles between our fingertips of windswept swept sand and bodies tanned and perky little nips. I just love this little piece by Jessica here. And Frank, what did you think of this piece?
Well, I actually agree with you. I thought this was a marvelous, sensational piece here. It was very much romantic. There was a yearning there too. I don't know if it was of a previous lover there, but I was reading that line, stop dreaming about this girl. Nevertheless, it does. It's really enriched with a deeper romance there, and I thought he did a fantastic job with the metaphors there. So I thought overall it was a fantastic write.
Yeah. Well, if you take there are miles and miles of smiles and smiles between our fingertips, I think you could relate this to texting. You know, texting to somebody online, and that they're miles and miles and smiles away from you, that separate your fingertips that are gracing over the keyboard there. And I think that's what it's all about, this poem. What do you think, Bobby?
I think your comment is very astute observation, and I'm glad you pointed it out, because that would have just sailed right past me. I was intrigued and entranced by the melodic quality of the piece, how beautifully it flows, the rhyming, which is totally unforced, and yet within the confines of this rhyming and structure, it is a beautiful story. It's told very well, and I like the way it ends the way it starts. It brings itself back around to the beginning again, and I think in that way it makes you realize that that's how it started and that's how it still is.
Mm-hmm. And Pam, your thoughts on the poem?
I thought this was absolutely beautiful, wonderful rhyme and flow. I have to agree with you about the idea of the texting and the long distance. And I like that it brings us into a land of dreams, a land of hope and love and romance. And I really like the idea that of this, you know, stumbling and into a sweet tangle, a crash land together. It's like you could just picture the moment, that look of awe and shock and delight in their faces. So beautifully written and very well done.
Ah, yes. Thank you so much, Jessica, for writing for us. Happy that you're back to writing. So appreciate it. So where do we go on next, Pam?
Up next we have In the Middle by Katie the Naughty Poet. And Bobby, would you give that a read for us, please?
Glad to. Okay, pulling it up right now. We have... Oh, and she's changed her name to Kitty the Naughty Poet. Even more provocative. In the Middle. In the middle of me and you, electrified lust, infused with passion, desire written in the air between unspoken by our words but known, floating through our veins, mixing crimson with blush strikes, never touching skin until hunger overrides pain, between fingertips and dancing tongues, sweet, flesh sweet and with sweat streaming in beaded rivers. Take the rose and use the thorns to torment. Scratch your love into my essence. Sliding tongue with thorns bite down delicious naked thighs. Fighting the explosions within the twist and in the middle of you and me. End poem.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful read there, Bobby. Yeah, I just love her title, In the Middle, and how she starts out in the middle of me and you, and then she ends it with in the middle of me and you, too. And when you take that picture, the guy is sitting there right in the middle of her two legs. So, you know, that's a great take on that prompt, I thought. What did you think, Frank?
Wait, when you say a guy, it just made me think, is that me sitting there just officially that? But it has happened before to me, so I'm not saying anything out of the ordinary there. This is just a fantastic piece here. I like the seductive nature of this poem here. Of course, the prompt is very, very, I would say, it's very visual. It's very insistent there as well. But I like just the fusion here of passion with romance, you know. It has its sensuality, but it also is romantic as well, you know. And I like the way she ended with "in the middle of you in me." You know, that in itself is a definition of what I would say a good damn night should be when you're having love making, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would believe, unless someone differs with me tonight.
Yeah, she has such great lines in here, you know, between fingertips and dancing tongues, flesh sweet with wet, steaming and beaded rivers. She has just a wonderful write here. And what did you think, Bobby?
I liked her very clever interpretation of the prompt. That was very clever. She's put him in the middle, as in the middle of the of me and you, and it's a great flow of thought. And in seduction, it doesn't break, which is very indicative of just the way the evening can go. And I like the way she ends it. She starts in the middle of me and you, and ends it in the middle of you and me, which bookends it beautifully. I really enjoyed this writing. Very creative, very clever.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And Pam?
Yeah, I thought this was really clever and had a wonderful seductive flow to it. I really like mixing crimson with blush strikes, never touching skin until hunger overrides pain, between fingertips and dancing tongues, flesh sweet with sweat. Just wonderful seductive imagery there, and very well done.
Yes, indeed. And where are we going next, Pam?
All right, our last poem for the night, and the rest will be carryovers to somewhere. Not quite sure yet, but we'll figure it out. Is Musical Ministrations by Incubus 2. And Frank, would you give that a read for us, please?
Well, I know you had me in mind there, but it would be in order here. This is by Incubus 2. It's called Musical Ministrations, and it goes like this. Leonard Cohen's word, like static electricity, sparking desires within the dancers' minds, limbs of their own volition entwine, holding each other close, closer still, as they move their bodies in perfect synchronization. Its every touch fires fresh needs and unwilling synapses, yet he leads her to bend to his will, as they grind hips in perfect time. The tempo builds as hearts take up the beat, as her eyes flash silent messages of need and intent. Her thigh brushes up against his as they sway, hands held, fingers locked as she leans her head upon his shoulder, breathing in cologne like intoxicating wine. Lights lowered, music fading, and all but they remain, a scent of sweat in passion upon skin so aching, to be freed, tasted, held, to be caressed as aching muscles, eagerly awaiting each other's hands, to relax the tension through sensual massage and such soft, slow kisses in the bone.
That was an awesome read there, Frank. Just got the heat up in the room. This is a very, very sensual piece all through. He played with the light, the music, the scent, just beautifully written here. What did you think, Bobby?
Seduction to music. It's beautiful. When you see two people dancing together, that are really in tune with each other. They're very skilled. It is a beautiful synchronicity. It's a beautiful thing to watch. And to watch, to read of this seduction going on as this beautiful dance is taking place, it makes it even more seductive and more romantic. I really enjoyed this piece.
Yeah, it is very, very eloquently written there, very beautifully written. And Pam? Oh, did I ask
yeah.
you, Frank? Sorry. Frank,
haven't.
Yeah.
Hello?
You read
Hello.
That so beautifully,
yeah.
yeah.
Well, it's a late hour for me, so I don't know how much I can read stellarly, I would say. But I thought the poem, which I'm going to agree here with what was said here before, I think it was just a stellar performance. You know, the poem really was very, you know, seductive, like the background of the music, and that's what I believe Bobby was saying, the synchronicity there. It was very much visible throughout the poem, you know. I'd like the metaphors. There's a softness in this poem as well. You know, there is a sense of, you know, of sentience as well. You know, he throws in the senses as well in that whole dance itself, you know, the ministrations there. So the poem in itself, I thought he personified the proper par excellence, I would say.
Yeah, so beautiful. I just love the hands held, fingers locked, as she leans her head upon his shoulders, breathing in cologne, like intoxicating wine. I just love that line there. And Pam, your thoughts on the poem?
Oh yeah, this is absolutely beautiful. Wonderful imagery and metaphors. And I really like that he starts out with the mention of Leonard Cohen's word, like static electricity sparking desire within the dancer's mind. And such a beautiful sense of movement and a tribute to both music and dance and the beauty of sensuality. So very well written. And great show tonight, Naomi.
Yeah, well, we had amazing guests. I want to thank you all, Martha, Passions, and you, Frank, and you, Bobby, for your time, and phoning in, and just being there all the time for us. You know, that's so appreciated. And to Pam, you know, just a marvelous, marvelous co-host. I'm learning yeah. so much from our wonderful Pam and growing and just love co-hosting with you, Pam.
It's good to see her out of the darkness. I know yesterday she was in the darkness there, so I'm very much grateful to see that she's out of the darkness there.
Yeah. No more candles, eh, Pam?
Right. The wine, but no candles. Yesterday I had the candles and no wine.
Oh, there
wine.
We go. Wine. I forgot the wine there. We'll have to sip some afterwards, Pam.
Right, exactly.
So
some
just
Chinese
a wonder-
food afterwards as well.
Uh-huh. Oh, I want in on that Chinese food. Yeah, just a wonderful, wonderful evening, everybody. And I want to thank you all again. And thank you for everybody who wrote for the show. I know we have quite a few carryovers. We'll keep you posted on when they'll be read on the next on a future show. So just good night, everybody. And Pam, did you have anything to add, an announcement or something? Or
Well, just make sure to keep an eye out on contests for upcoming shows. I know Intimidus Rex has a couple of contests running for his Rhythm and Rhyme show on Sunday and his After Midnight show on Tuesday. And then Fill My Eyes has a contest running for Twisted Tuesdays. So make sure to keep an eye out on all of that.
Oh, yeah, and Pam has our next show up for Art of Seduction. It's up, so make sure you check that one out. She has wonderful artwork. Pardon
me? Send me the link afterwards.
We'll send you the link there, Frank. It's called Intimacy, Moments of Intimacy. Hey, Pam?
Well, Portraits of Intimacy.
Portraits of Intimacy.
That.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Well, you were thinking about that poem there. You were thinking about that poem, Naomi, the elevator.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, so I want to say good night to everybody and thank you again for phoning in.
Take care, everyone.
Take care. Good night, everybody.